Y'all, or you all?
You all.
Would you ever say you all with just one person?
I don't hardly think so.
What if you're asking them about their coats? You know, everybody's coats. You'd say, where are?
Their coats or things.
Would you say y'all's or you all's coats?
You all, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'd say you all. If there's more than one.
Uh-huh. And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and later on you were asking about which people had gone, you'd ask.
Who was there? Who wasn't?
What about who all was there?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say that?
Say who all was there, yeah. I've said that a many times. I know that.
And if there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you'd ask about them.
Their children?
Yeah, you'd ask children, are they?
Uh-huh. Whose children are they?
What about who all, or whose all children are they?
Well, yes. Yes, remarks like that. Who's all?
And if you're asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you might ask somebody.
Who they were?
Or you want to find out the content of his speech. You hadn't been able to listen to it. You'd ask, did he talk about?
Well, I'd ask him, what did he talk about, and what did he say, and what was the subject?
Did you ever say, what all did he say?
I might say, what all, or what did he say.
Okay. And you say, if no one else will look out for him.
Cut it.
Okay. You say, if no one else will look out for him, you say, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he better do it.
Better do it himself, hadn't he?
And talking about animals, the kind of animal that barks.
Dogs, wolves.
Okay.
Foxes.
If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Catch him. I got a whipping for it one time.
You got a whipping for
it? Oh, my Lord, I got the worst whipping I ever got in my life.
What had happened?
My daddy, we had a big cur dog that was a half a good hog dog. And he
that was what?
Was a good hog dog. He bay hogs, hunt hogs in the woods with him. We had wild hogs and things.
Mm-hmm.
And we was killing hogs. I had an old darky there by the name of Bill Thompson. He had a couple of old big hounds following him off over there, helping them hogs. He killed 21 head of them hogs that day. And Papa told me, he said, now we're going to go eat dinner. He said, I'm going to turn old Cap out here, and I want you to let him run around here, and I want you to see he don't bother nothing. Don't let him bother nothing. I said, okay. So he went on and turned him out, and then went in into washing. He run around out there a little while. Old man Bill Thompson, the old nigger, had a great big old black and tan hound sitting up there beside the fence. And he was eating livers and lights. And I was going to feed that dog of ours liver and lights, you know, hog. He run up there, that old hound run right up to him. And that old hound just grinned and just growled, you know. That old dog scratched like that, lick it to and turn around and trotted off. Mobile said, if that dog knows which side the fence he's on, said, that hound would eat him up. I said, Uncle Bill, if I was to tell him to get that dog, he said, it'd be over it right quick. Lord, don't you never think that. That hound would bite him so fast. I said, Cap, get him. Man alive. Out in the road there was. And it wasn't but about a minute, and he had that old hound down, choking him to death. And I couldn't get him off of him, you know. Papa had to come out there and choke him loose from him. I told you not to tell that dog. He wouldn't have touched nothing. He wouldn't bother nothing unless you told him to. I got up with it. That old neighbor, you know where he was at? Well, we hung those hogs up. He was up on that.